Hey, Kristen.
Yeah, Jolenta.
It's been a week since we released our French Women Don't Get Fat episode. So it is time for our epilogue.
Our mini episode?
Whatever we call it. That's right. It's time for our French Women Don't Get Fat by the book epilogue.
And since releasing that episode, we've heard so many wonderful, supportive things from you guys, our listeners.
True, true. So many people found your story very relatable and moving, Kristen. So thank you for being so open and honest. I love you.
Oh, I love you. It was really hard. You know, I was scared to even put this one out there. I almost killed this episode.
I know. I'm really glad you powered through.
We are glad we put it out there. We appreciate all the support you've been sending us. And not only were people writing to share their stories with us, but to say the ways they were connecting with us personally and how they felt similar to us. Both me and you, Jolenta. Kathy from Canada wrote us this wonderful letter.
I just had to write after listening to your experiences of trying out the advice in French Women Don't Get Fat. Thanks to both of you for your incredible honesty and courage in talking about your histories of body issues, dieting, and eating. Your stories resonated with my own, as I'm sure they did with many others. I was moved, but I wanted to respond to Kristen's experiences in trying to live by the book. As she shared, the book triggered a history that she had worked hard to overcome. I'm so glad that Kristen and her partner recognized what was happening and that she modified the eating regimen in order to take into account her knowledge of her body. Like Jolenta, I'm tall and don't conform to popular ideals for women. At 6'2", I weigh about 175 pounds, eat healthy, and am very fit. I don't own a scale and only step on one at the doctor's office, and I love to eat. While listening to the podcast, some of the old tapes from my years of self-loathing started up in my head. Kristen, you helped me stop them. Thanks.
Oh, Kathy, your letter actually makes me a little flummoxed. I've already read your letter like 30 times. Like,
she sent it to me and said, this one made me cry.
It did. It did make me cry. And then, of course, Jolenta is used to me crying all the time. And she was like, of course, it made you cry.
No, but
this one really.
A really good one.
Yeah. We appreciate your sharing your story, too, because we said it in the episode and we'll say it again.
Right.
It's really hard to be a human female with a body in our world.
Oh, totally. It's playing in my head constantly.
Yeah. So, Kathy, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And Kathy wasn't the only one who thought this episode touched an emotional nerve.
Oh, totally. I think our listener, Angie, said it best when she tweeted at us.
Such a sad episode. No more food books. Okay.
Girl, we cannot agree more.
Yeah, we are not going to do any more weight loss books, no more diet books. We're just not doing it. It was such a hard episode to make, and I think that came through in the episode.
Yeah, I think that
really
read.
Hard. It was hard. Also, you know, after hearing from so many of you out there, we really want to point out that there is help out there if you are living with an eating disorder,
right.
If you're fighting food issues or body issues right now. There's help. So please call the National Eating Disorders Helpline at 1-800-931-2237. We'll also have that phone number in our show notes.
All right, Kristen. Now, can we talk about leaks?
I love leaks. I still love them, even after French women don't get fat. But I know that you don't, Jolenta.
No, I do not. But thank you to all of those who tweeted at me about leaks.
A lot of them sent in recipes. Thanks, guys. Thanks for all the recipes.
Especially Katie from San Diego. She tweeted a recipe for some very interesting meatballs with leeks in them.
I can get behind that.
A lot of you told me to give leeks another chance, and I will, but only if they are part of something that actually tastes good. Like a meatball. And I will never eat them on their own or boiled or in broth form ever again.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's not how to eat leeks. But
no.
There are wonderful leek recipes.
But
there
you put
are.
Them in some meat, like you could trick me into eating them again.
So thanks, everybody, who sent your leek recipes to us. We appreciate that.
Very true.
Luckily, our next book has nothing to do with leaks. And
thank
yes,
God.
That's right. It's time for us to announce our next book. The next book is The Memory Book by Harry Lorraine and Jerry Lucas. Will the book make us memory champions?
Will we learn our husband's phone numbers?
Will we actually know all the states in the union by the end of this?
I don't know.
We're going to find out.
Next week.
And while we're on announcements, we're thrilled to announce that we have a live show coming up on July 16th in Philadelphia. We hope you can make it if you're in the 12-state area.
We will be at the Trocadero Theater Balcony Bar at 3:30 p.m., part of the Philadelphia Podcast Festival. Be there. For tickets and more info, go to phillypodfest.com/schedule.
And that's it for this mini episode of By the Book. Thank you so much, all of you who wrote in to share your stories and ask questions. We always love hearing from you.
You can reach us at 505-510-BOOK, or you can write to us at buythebook@panoply.fm. And don't forget, you guys, we have a Facebook page and a Facebook community. You can just join that little forum and Facebook at us, tell us all the books we should read, send us your leek recipes. If you can hide leeks in bacon, I would love that. If you can hide leeks in a cake, that might be nice.
We want all the leek recipes.
Yeah, get on that forum, talk to us. Facebook, just search By the Book, find us, talk to us forever.
And until next time, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye.
Someone always has to have the last word.
Bye. Bye. Yeah. Bye. I'm talking. Bye.
Kristen says bye too.
Bye.